One thing worth a rant right now is toilet paper. During this extraordinary time, it's totally understandable that people aren't acting normal, and really, it's absolutely critical that we change our behavior. But the hysteria is real, and we are obviously affected by it all in different ways. When I'm doing my shopping, I often find myself picking up an extra something just because it's not always there. And then I have to check myself and say, do I really need 2 months worth of dishwasher tablets? Probably not, and I put one pack back. So I understand the urge to stock up on food and supplies, just in case, even if rationally it's not the right thing to do. What is hard for me to understand is how much toilet paper people have bought. We've all consumed our fair bit of apocalyptic fiction in books, movies, and TV, and I have to be honest, I cannot recall a single time where our heroes survived because of how much loo roll they'd stocked up on. The zombies are coming! Quick! Barricade the door! Oh shit! I mean, literally, I just did. Let me just go to the bathroom real quick and clean up. That'll stop them. Let's be real. For most of human history, we have survived without toilet paper, which is not to say hygiene isn't important, but 6 months of bathroom supplies isn't going to save you from the end of the world. We aren't even running out. Manufacturers say there's no shortage in sight, and obviously the experts tell us there's no benefit to stocking up right now. Actually, I looked this up, and the first documented use of toilet paper dates back to about the 6th century in medieval China. By the 14th century, millions of sheets were being made every year. Elsewhere in the world, people were, let's say, resourceful? Wikipedia says, and I have to quote this, wealthy people wiped themselves with wool, lace, or hemp, while less wealthy people used their hand when defecating into rivers or cleaned themselves with various other materials, such as rags, wood shavings, leaves, grass, hay, stones, sand, moss, water, snow, ferns, plant husks, fruit skins, seashells, or corn cobs. And yes, I also now have a newfound fear of / respect for corn cobs. Apparently in ancient Rome, people used a sponge on a stick, which then they stored in a bucket of vinegar, which I have to say sounds pretty pungent to say the least. But paper isn't a universal method. Many cultures today use water from a bidet, including much of the Islamic world, Sub-Saharan Africa, and, of course, the French. Oui, oui, mon bidet, mon ami. Perhaps unsurprisingly, apparently bidet sales are soaring. And even with this surge in demand, sellers say there's no shortage of bidets right now, and they don't foresee one in the future. I mean, I'm kind of convinced at this point. Americans apparently use more than 34 million rolls of toilet paper every day, which is something like 15 million trees, according to the LA Times. And hey, I mean, it's one less thing to worry about being out of stock at the shop. As people adapt to this new normal, it'll be really fascinating to see what habits we change even after this crisis is over. One thing I saw online that made me smile was some of the hoarders trying to return the heaps of toilet paper they'd stocked up on. And I have to be honest, I kinda hope they don't get their money back. One silver lining, though, is that the canned food, the eggs, the milk, and yes, even the loo roll keeps coming back. And this makes me feel really good, honestly. Sure, people are still buying more than they should, more than the supply chain is set up for right now, but it makes me feel like we as a society are more resilient than I actually feared. And it makes me really grateful for all the people who are making deliveries, stocking shelves in the supermarket, and keeping us all fed. We might be bored, but we're not gonna starve. Thanks for listening to One Thing Worth a Rant by me, Jeremy Pennycook. Like everyone else during this time of social distancing, of course, I worked on my podcast. Let me know what you think. Talk soon.